Okay, we're going to continue Daf Reish Zayin. Daf Reish Zayin Milo Shar B'Tochen. Bachamishis. You have it. The fifth advantage over the Bateach, over this alchemist. Shabbala Kamiyo, this alchemist, in order for him to accomplish what he has to do, Teichas, he will always be in a fear. You're always going to have passion and fear over his work. Minagodl, from the greatest person, Barakot and Shabbat, to the smallest person. He'll be afraid of everyone. He's afraid somebody shouldn't find out his trick, or he shouldn't be caught with his tricks. However, Abeteh Berakin, the one who lives with reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not relying on this fast buck, on this patent which he has. It's going to fear him and respect him, the great people and the most respected people, down to till the smallest afachayos and even the animals of the world, v'avonim, and even the stones of the world, mevakshes ratzayin, will all look to participate with him and to do his desire. The alchemist feels like the whole world is his enemy. From the big to small, he's always in fear. However, the one who lives with reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everyone is his friend, and everyone will fear him. Everyone will respect him. From the greatest person to the smallest person, the afachas, even in animals, vavonim, in stones, mavakshas ritzoinoi, desire to do his rots. Kama shenema b'mizmor Yoshev seser el narachis v'gehol, Yoshev seser tesharta. Like even the demos, even everything, the malach avinu, the pagoim, everyone is zotkim idlocha v'tzav loch shmau chol v'chol d'rechecho, they're gonna watch you. Voimer, like the Pesuk says in Iyot, that b'shesh tzoris yatzilecho, in all kind of tzoris he will rescue you, b'shev al yigo b'choro, and the seventh he will not even come, and he couldn't even touch you. Berov potchom imoves, in your starvation he will redeem you from death, atzafir, the whole parsha with it. And what he says here, even the chayis navonim evakshus retzoinoi, the chayis is so Daniel. Daniel beguv harois, Daniel when he was thrown into the fire, to the lion den, or Yosef Tzadik was thrown into the pit which was full of nechoshim v'akravim, and they didn't touch them. Why didn't they touch them? Because he was reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu with you, in the whole breeze afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So pshat is, when a person is reliant on Hashem, you have Hashem in you, you have Hashem behind you. So just like they can't touch Hashem, the Bria, the creation, cannot go against Hashem. Or the stones, where they're fighting, everyone, Olai Niyach Tzadik, because of the Yaakov Avinu, as Yaakov Shpudin said. Now what was fighting? Because Yaakov Avinu was so bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was so reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem was in him. And since the breed, the creation, is all anxious to do the Rotzen Hashem, so automatically they're all anxious to do his Rotzen, this person's Rotzen, because this Rotzen has the Rotzen Hashem, because he's totally reliant on Hashem. So he manifests, he emulates Hashem in himself. So the whole Bria, Kam Oivav Yashlimu, even his enemy makes peace with him. Who is the enemy? The natural enemy of a person is a wild animal. But they make peace with him because they all are here to serve Hashem. And since this man is relying on Hashem, they serve Hashem by taking care of this person. Ashishi. In the sixth Rezaim, Daf Rezaim. Ashishi, in the sixth advantage which the Bateach has over this alchemist. This alchemist, although he is safe in his father's, he could make money, he could make gold. But at the same time, he's not guaranteed at all from diseases and from all kind of pains, which really take away the simcha and his richness. What good is money and everything, but at the same time you think you can't enjoy it? So he's an alchemist. He has a patent how he could always have enough money. but at the same time could be miserable and sick, and he can't enjoy the money. So what is the outcome guaranteed? They don't let him to enjoy what he has. He can't even benefit from everything which he had reached and accomplished. So what does the alchemist ask the patent? However, Bateach B'Shem, the one who is relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lives with Bitochen, Batuach is always guaranteed min ha-matvim v'akoloim. He's guaranteed from pain and from diseases. Now not pshat that he hasn't got pain, he hasn't got diseases. Obviously, we see tzaddikim, and they have pain, they have diseases. So what is guaranteed? But the pain and the disease is not affecting his personality. He accepts it. Ela al derech hakapora, they will accept the matvim and the choloim. They will accept either through an exchange of kapora as an atonement of the chet. And when something comes on them, not easy, say Baruch Hashem, kapora savoidas, and it atones my sin. So it's like it. Oy al derech hatmura, or it's a prize. They exchange something. In other words, even they were not choiter, and they can't rely this tremendous oynish, this sickness, whatever it is, to a sin, then they say, Adir Chatmur, then I'm exchanging, because for every little pay which you get, the Oilam Azeh, you're going to get against it in Hanoi, in Oilam Habo. And they eagerly, happily, are willing to take on suffering in this world, because no, in exchange, you're going to get a piece of Oilam Habo, Kumar Shikos, like what it says, the Yafi, you know, Orim, the Igoi, they're going to get tired, the youth, the Yubchurim and the young people, Kosher Kesheilim. They're going to stumble. Omar, it says, the Koiv Hashem, however, those are quite empty of mitzvahs. No matter how much he has of this world, but eventually they're going to get tired, and they're going to stumble. However, the Koiv Hashem, or those who are looking out and relying on Hashem, Yechlifu Koyach. They're always getting refreshed Koyach. I mean, they may have the same problem as this Rosha has, but he could take it, he could bear the Yisurim, he could bear the diseases, because he always gets fresh koyach, because he knows he gets something in return. One of the apostles says, Kizroi is Rishoim to Shobano, the arm of Rishoim is being broken, eventually being broken. However, Soymech Tzadikim Hashem, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Soymech, is supporting Tzadikim, Kodesh Baruch Hu is supporting Tzadikim. It means us we're supporting. Also, the tzaddik may go through the same thing as the Rosh, but he's supported. He could accept it. So this alchemist, as much he has money, but he could be broken, can't enjoy it. But the Bateach V'Shem, it's Bateach V'Shem. Nothing could take away the Bitochen, the peace of mind, the reliance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if he's sick, he interprets everything for the benefit. It's a trade-off, and he's happy with his acceptance. Obviously, here you could see again that the Chayim Salvovers is acting betochen mean, doesn't mean Bateach V'Shem, you're happy, it's going to be good, it's good. Bateach V'Shem means it's good, whatever it is good. It's good because I hope it's going to be the way I want.
How does a person who, I don't know if there's such a person, but a person who has very little tsar or through their life and maybe has all the money they need, how do they build betochen?
They have the most difficult part of betochen. They have the most difficult part of it often. That's Nisoy and Oishir. They have the most difficult part. But there's almost no such a thing that he manifests that with often at the time. How does he depart from his money? How does he give tzedakah? How much is he marbe nochosim, marbe daga? How much is he? Is he? The Gemara says in one place, I don't remember the name of the Moira, he says, in this respect, I am in comparison to my father, I'm like a vinegar, the son of wine. I'm less than my father. Why? That my father was Messiah Nechse, was going through and evaluating his properties, his assets, twice a day, or every day. Every day was on top of it. And I'm only doing it twice a year. So therefore, I'm much less than my father. I'm only like a vinegar, the son of wine. My father was special. What was special? What was he doing? He was a Moira. He was sitting and learning. He didn't give up Gemara. He didn't sit up learning. So my father, just because he went in he was busy with his business daily, he was so special. I'm only there twice a year. Why? Because most of the time he was sitting and learning. So why is he less than his father? So I heard once from Victor Miller, he said, my father was a much greater Madrega, but Zipavadi must have been very rich. for him the richness is a kind of what the Kodesh HaKodesh Baruch Hu gave him, and he has a certain responsibility to watch as Hashem gave him. So for him to go and to watch his business on a daily was not a bitl Torah. For him it was just like Limud HaTorah. This is my tafkid, this is my avoda. I'm not in this madrega. For me it's different when I serve Hashem and besumerish when I'm in business. I'm dividing my days. My being in business and I have to be is not as high as I'm being in besumerish. So therefore I can't afford. So I could only do it twice a year. But my father was no different from learning or watching or doing this one. He does the Rosh Hashem. It's a very high madrega. But this is a bitochen. To be mishtadl, to be careful, and to be in a madrega as learning Torah. Because this is such a much harder to be a boteach in this respect. Like in actually, what does it mean? I could survive. The difference is as follows. Imagine you work for the United States Treasury. You're sitting there in where the money is being printed, and you have underneath you endless millions of dollars. And of course, everyone wants to take the money as much as they can and to rob, and you're sitting on this program, and you're responsible for everything. And you sit there, and of course, you're restless because you have golden responsibilities. And you have been put in such a position, you feel this position is very, very crucial position. Now, at the same time, when a person would have seized on the same amount of money, but the money is used, he could do whatever he wants. Of course, he also doesn't want to be robbed, doesn't want to be. But he wouldn't be so paranoid, he wouldn't be so paranoid about his job that somebody has to show him got something, because he could afford to, somebody's going to lose $1,000. He's going to lose a little bit, it's a big deal. He doesn't have to give an accounting for every penny. And he's a very practical man. As the statement goes, the Gemara says, everyone who loses money, you ask him for Ari Yamani, he should hire workers, he shouldn't be with him. So just a little by little, the workers are going to get rid of his money. So the statement goes, the Balbatish statement goes, the Shayabid is Bria, somebody wants to lose his health. He should hire Pa'alim, he should hire work, he should be with him. Then he's going to lose his health. He's going to save the money, he's going to lose his health. This is at least losing money, but he's losing, he's saving at least his health. So this guy, listen, all this money that it's mine. So, and then balance of the day, he's going to miss $1,000, $10,000, but at least what's the matter? It's my money. I'd rather give it up, but I don't have to be on top of it to prepare and to be so nervous. So what you see, the chilek is, the one who sees the money is absolutely not his, and he is in a position that he is responsible, and he is like, if they count him for every penny, he's paranoid with it. That was exactly the mindset that I'm explaining it differently a little bit than Rabbi Miller. This Amir said, I'm compared to my father like winning the son of a wine. Why? My father was Messiah Nechzer, went through his path twice a day. Why? Hashem gave him so much richness, he felt it's nothing mine. Nothing is mine. Everything is Hashem's. I have to give accounting for every penny. And Hashem gave me so much, I have to give accounting for every penny. So for him, he had no right. For him, this was Torah. This is his job. But I do it twice a year. I'm going to lose something. So I lost my. I smiles. I'm giving up. He didn't felt like it's nothing mine. Like the Gemara says, tzaddikim chaviv and money meyotzim megifim. Tzaddikim, the money is more beloved than the body. The money is a pikkudim that Hashem gave to the hands. You have to watch it. You have to give an accounting. Now you know how much you betochen. That's called betochen. That you totally rely on Hashem. Nothing is yours. I see we have so much money. So Hashem gave it to watch. I'm sitting at a bank teller. But at the end of the day, I'm going to have to give an accounting for every penny. Now the bank teller has to give an account for every penny. Can't sell it for $50. You can fail. There's no such a thing. Exact accounting. You came to job, to work, you draw, you had so much money. Comes the end of the day, you have to give an accounting. How much in and out it has to fit. The checks and cashing and out and deposits and everything has to fit exactly. The one who lives in this madrega, he's nothing more than sits over Hashem's. It's not his money, it's not his doing. That's a gewaldig madrega. That's a bateh of Hashem. It's not relying on his money. That's the madrega.
That's another question.
Go ahead.
We've talked a lot about Parnassa and Betachan, and that on Rosh Hashanah our Parnassa is set for the year. Is our health also set at a certain time of the year?
Yes. And also Rosh Hashanah. Mizanoisa Shalom Kitsuvi Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Mizanoisa is not necessarily money. So that means the whole physical setup. All you need is the Rebbe Rishab. Says the Mamer from Kaman Yotzev, Kaman Yotzev.
Mal Yoitzer. It's a whole matter. He says it over there. And the Mezoinus, Mezoinus means everything. Not only the quantity of the money, but also the quality, how you make the money. And also the Menuchas HaNefesh, how much peace of mind. How much worry. Every little worry, every little cracht, every little struggle. Make it more, every drop of sweat is accomplished right now. So Yubachir is only, why sweating for? What are you sweating? The attitude to the sweat. Every cracht, every sleepless moment which you can't sleep, or anything is written up. Your whole being, your whole matzah is written up exactly, the whole atmosphere of what you live on. The moods which you are, everything is written up. Now, Asher Odom, Shemelo Betoira, the one with his attitude is giving himself over to Torah. So what is happening? I always used to tell my wife, and then, you know, she used to, today she doesn't complain anymore, she got tired of complaining. But she used to tell me in the early years, she used to tell me, you're taking up so much of yourself, you know, you're killing yourself. You take on this, you take on that, how much more? I mean, you said you think I could take on more than I have to take on. Obviously, all the things which come my way, if I'm not going to take it on, it's going to come my way anyhow. So if I promise I couldn't sleep more than 3 hours, 4 hours, you think if I wouldn't have taken on, I would have slept more than 3 4 hours? So surely there was thought, how much I'm going to sleep tonight? There's no question about it. You're going to be tired. So you see, if I wouldn't be, so you'd be tired because of other reasons. It's because everything is in the blueprint. Everything is in the blueprint. Your lifestyle. Everything is in the blueprint. The Menuchas HaNefesh, Shabbos HaNefesh, and everything is in the blueprint. However, if you utilize it good, that's your bechira is utilize it positively. So you have to go through the struggle, the tiredness, everything, but at least you get reward for that. Only Amele Mehem Amele. We struggle, and they struggle. They struggle for nothing. They go to Be'er Shachar, so they get Mekabrim Schar. Now why Mekabrim Schar? Because Hashem makes us struggle. Look how many people struggle in business. Look how many people struggle in business. And what are they doing? They're doing nothing. They're covering banks, and they're just recycling money. That's all what they do. So the other person, all of a sudden, takes on, runs for yeshiva, runs for this good cause. And it's the same thing. He runs and runs and runs. Says, why are you doing it? You're crazy. If I'm not going to do it, you think I'm not going to run? If I have to run to recycle money, I will do it anyhow. I will do it in business. I will kiting checks and this and this. And getting in and nowhere anyhow. There's no... The bechira is to use... the matzav of the situation is set. No question about it. But should it be rewardful? Should it be rewarded for you as you did it positively? Or negatively, that's my attitude. That attitude to it, that's the bechira of a person.
So it's the same situation with the mashal you give about the man in Tzfat with the donkey who goes to get. If someone knows that the water that they drink from the tap water isn't so healthy for them, but if they have total betachan in Hashem, then they can continue drinking that water, and Hashem.
No, because there's a chiv hayishtablus. You have to live a life of norma. And if it's not healthy, there's a mitzvah shmata nafshei sechel. Now, if you didn't know the world is not healthy, and the world is full of bacteria, Hashem will save you, watch you, if you had them still. But if you knew it's not healthy, and you drank it, and you're not going to get sick, because Hashem will save Hashem, but you're going to be punished, how come you're not careful? That's again the tiny balance between bechira and yediyah, bechira and mesiyah. And the seventh benefit of the Baal B'Tochen over the alchemist, Shabbal Akamir, this alchemist, Efshel could possibly be Shlagir Mezoino, he will never get his food, B'mashi Shetzlal. Also, he has all the money, the Zohar Kesses, all the gold and silver, but food he wouldn't get. Mitzvah Shlagir Oichalim Tzavir, because there will not be food in his city, because it will sometimes, K'moshinemar, the Apostle says, Kaspan Bechutza Sashlichi. They will say, like in the by the Chorm, they send out all the silver on the street. You could have all the money, but there's no food. If there's no food, what can have all the money? Even the money, even the silver and gold couldn't rescue them. However, but will never miss his food, all time, any place outside him. But to the last day, because Baku redeemed you. From that, from in starvation, Hashem Hashem is my shepherd. I will never lack. I will want. I have everything. The fact, because Hashem Ra'i, the pshat is as follows. It's not because Hashem Ra'i, because Hashem is my shepherd, therefore lo echsa, therefore I'm not missing. It's not pshat physically you don't have. Of course physically you don't have, but you don't miss it. If I don't have it, it's good. See this, I was had a dispute with my rider. So he translated from the book. The name of the book is I don't want. I shall not want. Okay. I shall not lack. He says, but the translator, the official translation, I shall not want. So I told him, I shall not want is one madrega less. I shall not lack. I shall not lack is a high madrega. But I gave him too many. Okay. So put I shall not want. So let's go first. But the second book should be I shall not lack. What is pshat? I shall not want and I shall not lack. You could say, I miss it. I really miss it. I lack it. I feel I'm missing it. But I shouldn't want it. Why? Because if Hashem doesn't give me, probably it's good like that. It's also madrega. But it's not the highest madrega. The madrega is, as David Melech says, the real translation is a madrega. If I don't have it, I don't lack it. Because if I don't have it, means Hashem didn't give it. Hashem didn't give it, I don't lack it at all. Hashem Roy, since Hashem is my shepherd, Hashem is my provider, and since Hashem is my provider, lo echsor, I don't lack it at all. It's like I have a very hellbuck mother, and you run your mother's diet, and she counts your calories, she knows everything what you get. And you say, Mom, if you give me this breakfast, I don't want anything. I don't like anything. I don't miss anything because, oh, this is my health. You're giving me my diet. You're watching my diet. Other people say, listen, I respect you. I'm not going to eat it, but I must have, I miss my eggs. I miss this. I miss that. But I'm not going to do it because we're not giving it. But I still miss it. There's a high madrig. You rely so much on Hashem. It's because Hashem is your provider, you never lack anything. Because, you know, whatever Hashem gives you, it's good for you. You don't want anything outside. However, this alchemist, he could have all the gold and silver, but doesn't mean he doesn't like the food. It's still this famous, this legendary, the story is one of the Rothschilds. One of the Rothschilds. He died in a safe in a vault from hunger. And he was found laying over bands and gold and silver and diamonds. He was dead. It was a few days lost. And finally, they found him in a basement vault, which locked on the door, accidentally locked on him. And they couldn't hear him, and they just searched all around him. Nobody thought it was in his vault. Finally, they went onto the vault a few days later, find him dead, starved. And they say, that's the legend that goes, that it came because of a slip of a statement. Like he was once so jubilous about his wealth and about his wealth. I said, we have so much money, we have so much things, that to who knows how many generations we could never die from hunger. It's saved from dying of hunger for the next 10 generations, whatever it is. And the man died of hunger. All of a sudden, he went down and absentmindedly slapped the door on him, on the wall, and didn't say anyone where he goes. And they looked all around for him, but they looked over there and he stopped. So this is the alchemist. You could have all the gold and silver, but you don't have a piece of bread to eat. You can't eat up the gold and silver. But Boteach Hashem is lo yechzor. He's never lacking. He's Boteach. If he has to die like that, it's good. The time came to die in such a way, and it's going to happen. They're not going to be embarrassed in bad times. If you made over in the times of starvation, you suppose they're going to be full. That doesn't mean it's going to be good for them. Doesn't mean they're going to be satiated. No. Yisbo'u, satiated means, doesn't mean that they have a full belly. You're happy, you're satisfied. That's called Yisbo'u. It says, usually, a man who trades with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Chayim Sofer calls it, the people who do mitzvahs in the day, they have bitochen, because it's a commodity which you trade. Hashem, I trust around you, so you have to give me. People who live with give and take with Hashem, with trading with Hashem, I'm giving you a mitzvah, but I have bitochen. Everything, what will bring me the most rewards from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So they feel they make business with Hashem. So when things go bad with them, they're embarrassed because obviously I must do something wrong. But the people say, I lost so much money, all of a sudden I'm poor. So they're embarrassed because everything is a trade. It's coming to you. You feel if you have, I'm coming, Hashem, I gave you something, you have to give it back to me. So when things doesn't go the way they want, they're embarrassed. However, Abatei Hashem, it means the one who doesn't trade with Hashem. He knows what he has to do. And he says, Hashem, you do what you have to do, and one doesn't have to do with the other. One doesn't have to do with the other. So all of a sudden, this tzaddik with Aleph, and it's not good, and thinks that he's not embarrassed at all. He's not embarrassed at all because he's a bater of Hashem. So Levoy Shuvah Yisrael, they're never going to be embarrassed in bad times. They're never going to be embarrassed because of this. The Meir Ovon, in days of starvation, he's what? They're going to be full. They're going to be after. That's good to hunger. It's good to be hungry. The Shmini, and the eighth advantage, which Bateh Chesu with Elkem, is Shabbat, Elkem, is Elkem, is Elkem, is Elkem, is Elkem, is Elkem, he's never staying in one place, Mirosoi, he's never staying in one place, stable, put, because he's afraid, Shem, he's got a Seida, maybe they're going to find a secret. So what? Otherwise, he's afraid to sell his secret to others, he's afraid to publicize it. The way he makes his money and makes his gold and silver. Because the minute she's Gala Soida, his son will become popular, he's losing everything. Because people are going to do the same to the cheetah, and then gold and diamonds loses its value. If everyone could do it, so what is the value of it? He's afraid. He's going to devalue his things, because once they discover his trick and everyone does it, it's meaningless. Everyone could print money, so what is money? However, I would tell you, I'll give the money to the Lord Hashem. He's relying in his own land, in his place. He's not afraid of anything. In the contrary, he's sharing it with others. He'll be also the Tehu Hashem. He's sharing, he's giving his patent to anyone out. Live in the world wherever you are, Urei Emuno, and Urei Pashazach. It means the sheep. They are passer. Amuna, he lives with Amuna. And if he lives with Amuna, he shares it with everyone. He's not embarrassed of nobody. He says, come on, share with me. Stay with me. But when he says, Tzadikim Yirshu Oret, the Tzadikim, they're inheriting this land, Yishkeni Le'ad Olei, they live forever on it. Nothing could be taken away from them at all. And they share it, they let everyone in. In other words, this alchemist, this gifted stockbroker who knows how to make the tips, his whole money revolves his tips on his secrecy. If you find out, I'm losing. However, the Bater Vashem is the opposite. He's always in peace. Not only is he afraid you're going to find out what his patent is, he's going to tell it to you too. The more people are going to be Bater Vashem, the more better it's going to be for him too. It's always settled. And why are they staying in one place? Because the more they stay in one place, the more influence they have on the people, and that's the goal. This successful businessman, which is in secrecy, accumulating his wealth, is moving around. They shouldn't find out. It's a safe site when he always has to uproot and move. But the Bater of Hashem, in the contrary, he stands put. And the more, because he has more influence on the people, and he starts to spread it too. But the ninth reason, this alchemist, this patent of his be able to convert nothing into gold will not accompany him in the end. For the Yatsikva, only thing which he will accomplish with his patent is only the zulas habitoch min erish v'atzerich min. Only he's going to accomplish that he's not afraid he's going to miss money. So he could any time make gold. But that's not going to accompany him in the end of the days. And he's going to die, he's not going to have nothing out of it. However, Bater Hashem, the one who lives with reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yalvenu gmul bitchoyna bo elam hazeh v'lo elam habo. This bitochen, the patent which makes him a peaceful life in this olam hazeh, the same patent is accompanying him in the olam habo. He's a benefactor of this olam habo. This alchemist, all he does with his patent, he makes money. So good, it's money. So when you die, you live a rich widow. Gonna have a good second marriage. You left a lot of money for that. But then, Bater Hashem, it's not only that you have the reward to live a peaceful life here, but you rewarded in Olam Habo also. Kama Shekosta, the Pesuk says, Habateach Hashem, one is relying on Hashem, Chesed is so good. He's surrounded with Chesed. Omer Mor Atufcha, how great is your goodness, Hashem Tzofanta, which has put away Lirecho for you fear, the one who fears you, your friends. Says, one is Habateach Hashem. By the way, the greatest reward is to be Habateach Hashem.
It's a mitzvah to be b'dei b'Hashem. It's not only, it's good physically to live a peaceful life because you're reliant on Hashem, you're not afraid of anyone. It's a very healthy life. It's a healthy life. You're never afraid. People today panic. I mean, I see it. Oh, unbelievable. People, it's a tough times today. Tough times. People make a very tough time in business. People are being laid off. And people used to be good business. All of a sudden, there's a cash flow crunch. People panic. They panic and they can't sleep and they sweat. And it's the end of the world. End of the world for them. Why? Because. So now they want to learn bitochen. So they come, they want to bitochen. It wouldn't work now, bitochen. Bitochen, it works a little bit if you read it, but now it's very hard because you learn bitochen for what? You want a peaceful life now. No, you may learn bitochen when you were the business was good. And there you were, Baal Batech Vashem. And at that time, when business was good, you could make easy money. But you didn't do it because, you know, it's not so kosher. Or you expose yourself too much. You don't want to be sacrificing a shama for that. At the time when you were, when you had the exposure, you had the ability to benefit, and you rejected it. And on what ground you rejected? You're a b'teach b'Hashem. Then when you had a b'teach in the good times, now when it comes the bad times, you couldn't care less. You left it off. You left it off. After all, we live, we breathe, we have the piece of bread. Here and there, nothing. But the person at those days, no, it fought for every dollar, fought for every buck, and because of bitochen was never strong enough to reject any temptations, and he went further and he grabbed and accumulated too much of money. All of a sudden things are tough and he's not a macher anymore. Now goes to Chalas Moker, teach me how to have bitochen. It's very hard not to become a b'tei Hashem. The time of exercising bitochen is the time when you give up success to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So everything is meant for Kodesh Baruch Hu anyway.
Then if they could gain from the Chavos Lovos at that time, then maybe they could even reach a higher level of Betachin.
When things are well.
Yeah, or for the future.
It's much higher. You know one thing. Some people have a tendency, very generous people. They give charity. Even business, even they are tough in business, they owe money, they have to dry here, dry in. They have toughness in time. But still, they give. They give. The same person, all of a sudden he has money, and has a bank account, and has a good nice savings. And you see, when he gives money, the savings goes down, down, down. It's much harder to give money from a savings account because it's going down, or we have zero money, and you know, instead of putting savings accounts, you're giving it away. So, you know, if you just make it, you make extra money, and now you should put it in the savings account, or should you give it to tzedakah? So, it's a madrega. No, you give it tzedakah, don't put it in the savings. It's a madrega. But the same person may not resist. Suppose he did save money, and he got $100,000 in savings account. And says, people come for good opportunities, good chances. And if they empty out, it's harder to empty out the savings account of $100,000 to give it away than to give away $100,000 to begin with to never build a savings account. Because to be a b'teach b'Hashem, you have to literally give up a chunk of money, give it away, in order tomorrow when you're going to have again money. I say, listen, today I have. The little bit talking is the one who's the Gemara says anyone who sets fast has a piece of bread now and what's going to eat tomorrow is lack of bitoch. Because bitoch means if we live like we lived in the desert, especially a month, the one who ate a month. And what was the message of Mabai? Because Boko trained us, 40 years he trained us. Before he led us into the Eretz Yisrael, where there he became the capitalist, you had to work, and you had to rely on your shtablos and become business people and work and work and work. Because Boko trained us, don't get carried away, don't get ruined in your business. So he trained us 40 years in advance, the 8 months daily, and nobody's rich and poor, everyone got his share, and you couldn't put away the month the next day. And next day you couldn't know if you're going to get the money or not, all of a sudden may stop. And that was the real training. So it's just like you live today, they see everything Hashem is feeding you. And there's nothing you could put away for tomorrow. And tomorrow you have to look up to Hashem again. And everyone gets his share in this place. There was 3 categories. One who got it right to the doorstep, one who got it in the yard, one who got it in the outside. This is the essence, the way Hashem provides you food later when you go into Eretz Yisrael. And there you're going to go into business, you may be successful, other people less or more. Don't get carried away. Hashem is still feeding her the same way. So we have to, if you know when you are a b'teach today in the business world, in your today's life, when you live under the same level of tranquility and reliance of Hashem as it is in the Midbar. Yeah, it's difficult to get it. You have shrug faces. What's the problem?
I mean, to live sort of for today, so to speak, and be happy with what you have today and not to think too much about what I'm going to save up for tomorrow. So does that mean that a businessman is wasting his time are making all kinds of elaborate plans, what he's going to do for an advertising budget for the next 6 months, or what he's going to, how he's going to do the whole strategy of business. He's waiting
for No. They're not talking of that. That we spoke last time. You have to make the normal ishtarlus. You can't be crazy. So if in business, the business has its budget, it's just like getting into the car. Getting into the car says, I have to now, when I want to go, I have to put the gas pedal, and I want to stop it with the brakes, and then I'm not going to shove it. Hashem wants to stop the car, I'm going to stop anyhow. No. When you're out in business, you have to run the business according to the budget of the business. It's all the calculations from business. But when the business threw you off money, and you go home with your paycheck, you withdraw from the business $100,000 a year, let's say, that's your paycheck, and you live out of the $100,000, you live out 50, what do you do with the next 50? She said, well, you want to give mice, you want to give chaymesh. Yes, fine and well, but nothing you could buy the shamas, nothing you could buy Torah. All the mice and all the chaymesh, all the giving money is tzedakah for a poor man. Poor man, yes. How much tzedakah you give away? But that's what the Chofetz Chaim said. When it comes to, if I could take a person, make an investment in the person, make a ben Torah, make a Talmud Chacham out of him, that's not tzedakah. You're buying Torah. It's a give and take. And when you take your savings, invest them into bombs, invest them into diamonds, into gems, because then it's going to go up. Perfectly okay, right? It's not Meister and Chaymish. It's going to go up. Investing money, why? Inflation should eat them up. If I have extra money and I could buy Torah, I could buy a Baal Tshuva, I could buy a Meshum, I could save a life, a rescue a life, I could do things. There's no Meister and Chaymish. But why am I not doing that? Because I'm afraid. Listen, why did Hashem give me? Hashem didn't give me extra $50,000 to put away for a rainy day. The rainy day is Hashem, my backer. This year is a good season, he could give me $100,000 because next Hashem cannot give me for the rainy day up to $50,000. So if I have no bitochen, what is I have no bitochen? I feel I made the money. So I now made the money, it's a good season. Tomorrow I may not make the money, so he's putting it away. If I made extra money, so Hashem threw me to win for Hashem, gave me this extra money. And Hashem gave me extra money, obviously test me. What will I do? Will I rely on the money? Will I just say, take the extra money? Give it away, make good investments, Ruchni is big investment. I was going to be tomorrow. Well, that's Hashem's argument, it's Hashem's dagger. If he gave it this, could give it to tomorrow too. That's the real, just like mom. Those of us didn't put away the mom for the next day. Why did he put away the mom for the next day? I mean, they're the fools. Hashem gives a mom in Hashemah. It's a miracle mom. It's a miracle that's in heaven. And then, Moshe tells, don't put him away. Don't put him away for tomorrow. So they go to Dallas and put him away. What do I mean to put him away? That's exactly the problem. A windfall of money at a good season, you win a lottery. It's man min hashamayim. Everyone says it's man min hashamayim. So why putting it away? See, we're not talking of the man who b'chlal doesn't rely on Hashem, who feels he does every penny. I'm talking even a man who thanks Hashem for today's success. It's a man of today. Thanks Hashem of today's success. But the same man who thanks Hashem for today's success immediately puts it away in a saving, but tomorrow Hashem cannot provide me anymore. Hashem didn't give it to you for the reason you should put him into the same tomorrow than the rainy day. Hashem gave you more today than you need. It's for the reason to test you, make a good investment.
So we should never have a bank account. We should never have a savings account.
Well,
day to day, let's say something goes wrong, we do need to have money. I mean, this is the world we're living in, and I understand what you're saying.
No, yes.
To have that money in the bank.
Who
said
you have
to?
Who says you have to have it?
Where's it going
to
come from? You can't work anymore. You don't play the lottery. Where's it going to come from?
You don't want
to take the doctor from somebody else.
I know many people, who never put away in their life a dollar of savings. They couldn't. And they left just like everyone else. I know many people. How many people who never, yes. Because the bitochen was a greater thing than the saving account. For them, putting away savings. Now, it's not shot. It wasn't like that 100 years ago, 50 years ago, 30 years ago. Because Hashem gives you extra money, gave all its milk and gave you everything. And even if you want to spend the money, you don't know where to spend the money. You don't have these opportunities. Then it's something else. But Hashem gives you extra money, at the same time gives you an extra opportunity. You could buy a neshama, he could buy 30, he could buy this. Yes, people didn't make bank accounts. He said, not that you even have no rights to make bank accounts. I'm asking something else. You make
life
extra. Life insurance doesn't matter. Some people. You are allowed.
You don't need life insurance.
No. We don't need life insurance. So, Pam, to ask you, when you make life insurance, you know, as long as you have debt, you're obligated to pay. So, I made all the life insurance so long as I have debt to pay debt. I mean, if you have no debt, there's no point in life. Hashem cannot take care. I mean, he will calculate, I could outsmart him.
How many people made life insurance? They only died because of that. They killed them because of that.
Maybe that's the way Hashem gives you the money, because you need the mishtavos before you make a final life insurance.
But if ever be tough,
otherwise you were a fool. You didn't do it. You should have done it.
No. Hashem has no thought to provide the money, even that way.
We are continuing. We are at page Reish Ches. Vasiri. The tenth advantage which Abit Bar Batea has over an alchemist. Das Reish Ches. Basiri, and the tenth advantage which Abal Batech has over this alchemist, Shabala Kamiyo, this alchemist, Emi Voda in Yonai, if it would be acknowledged what he does, if it would be revealed what he does, what the secret is that he makes, turns metal into gold, Tiyas Sibas Moisai, that will be actually the reason of his death. Because everything which he does is hefach hanhogas ha'olam, is the opposite the way the world should be, the nature is. Umanik hakoil, and eventually those who rules over everything, who owns and possesses the world, yashli tolav, will eventually get over him. Yimayashli tolav mishim is say, will eventually get over him somebody who will kill him. He will not know anymore how to cover his secret. In other words, if there's such a thing exists as an alchemist, a stockbroker, who makes money on tips, he turns paper into money, eventually all of them end up being dead. Because he is not, it's very interesting the way that the Chovei Sobovis uses it. I would use the phrase as Sofganav Letlia. The end of every thief is being hanged. All this hocus pocus rich man who could make overnight, okay, this miracle man who make money, eventually they all end up, eventually get killed, because eventually the sword becomes revealed. The sword becomes open. And why is it so interesting? Because Hamanik Hakol Yashul Dor of Mishim Yisrael. Those who run the world, which is actually Hashem, eventually will make sure that it should be revealed and it should be killed. Why? Because you have to know, Hashem didn't bring us down to this world that we have to worry for our money. Our money comes anywhere by Hashem. Why do we have to be mishtaber? As we will learn soon in Chavis Shalvavas. It's in order, because Baruch wants his world to be run by a system, which the system is an advantage, which accomplishes something over and beyond that we know what it is. To make money to hocus pocus, not to make money, is not in Hashem's interest. So if a man has it for some reason, if a man gets rich fastly, if it's not in the derech of the norma of the shtadlus, what the reason of the shtadlus is, eventually it's going to have to burst in Hashem. As we always explain, being explained, I'm a sachik bekubia. One is a gambler, shooting dice, and playing. He's a professional gambler, makes a million of it. It's possible, Aedus. It's possible to testify. And there's a few reasons for that. One of the reasons is because he's a gambler, because of Asmachta Lakanya. We're not going to get into that, it's Baloch. It's one of the reasons. One of the reasons is, She'enim is Yashav Yeshuva Shaloidam. He's not busy, he's not making a living with something which is benefiting the world. He deals something, he makes money out of nothing. There's no advantage of the world. And therefore, you have no business to be there.
The whole American industry now, service industry.
Service is good.
That's Mishyashi Yeshua Shalom.
Any other business, is a food business, a real estate business, a services business, is Mishyashi Yeshua Shalom. But gambling, nobody has anything for it. In other words, you could say, take business in America, take merchandise, okay? A sells to B, B sells to C, C sells to D, D sells to E.
his brokers, his servants, his buyers, his sellers, everyone makes a profit. But the merchandise must be merchandise. Eventually it has to come to the consumer, where the consumer takes the benefit. Now, there is such a merchandise which is worthless. It's, you know, the candle without a wick, it doesn't burn. It doesn't burn, but it's being sold. So why have such a merchandise circulating in the market? So why do you care if it burns or not? The main thing, you bought it for 10, you sell it for 11. The last one gets stuck with big deal, but meanwhile all of them made money. It's called the gambler makes money, nobody benefits of it. It's just killing time. And you see here one thing that this is, I mean, I would put him in the words of the Chavis Salvovers, just that Manik Hakol Yashkel Tzol Amishem Yisrael, the Manik Hakol, the one who commands over and above everyone, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which he's overlooking all the Sishtablis. There's no such a thing as an alchemist. Even there would have been, as you said, the modern alchemist of today, the typical stock manipulator who makes from simple paper nothing, he makes money. Who is the benefiter? Nobody's benefiting except a bunch of money making money for each other, and he's robbing the consumer. And eventually he's going to be killed because this is against the interests of the world. There's no such a thing as an alchemist. There's no, even there should be such a thing. However, Abateach Vashem, but the one is Abateach Vashem, Kashi Rivoda Bitchoinoi, if it would be recognized as Bitochen, people will find out that he makes a living out of Bitochen. Yigdal Bein Abriyos, you can't, he's going to be greater in the eyes of them. The Chabdub and other people will respect him. He's Baruch B'Kervosa B'Yosoi. They're going to be blessed if they're going to be close to him. They're going to feed him. Yigoyim et Konasiro, and he's going to be the one who's going to be Mesakim, he's going to cure his city. V'Litko Sabgoyim Al Anshem Mekoyimoi, he will postpone all kind of hurt of the Kumar Shekos, like the Pesuk says, V'Tzadik Es Adoyim. The Tzadik is the foundation of the world. All this benefit from the Kinyan Lot B'Tzoyar. As Lot was inside, that he saved Tzad because he was there. Now it's very interesting. What does he say here? Now we will understand one thing very interesting. Why is he comparing, is making a competing race between the Boteach and between the alchemist? Because both of them do the same thing. The both of them do nothing. Both of them are doing nothing. Take this alchemist, this hocus pocus man. Now imagine a big industry, which the whole industry is built on hocus pocus, and a lot of money make money. Take a whole brokerage house. Now the brokerage house, which is grinding money, billions of dollars is being grind up over there. You know how many people made money out of it? All this paper stacks, all these tips, all these manipulations. A whole industry and a lot of people making money. A lot of industries has been built, a whole empire. And then finally the bubble bursts, and it's nothing. Everyone holds an empty bag. Everyone else are today. He's going to be killed. Why is he killed, as we explained? Because he did nothing. You're doing nothing. He didn't benefit the world anything. He didn't build a piece of grain, a bread to this world. He didn't create a bed to sleep on it. Nothing. We don't deserve the whole thing. Making money comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I was saying, so why should he be killed? Because he did nothing for the world. Look at this Bateach. Look at this relying on Hashem. He does nothing at all. He's being supported. He does nothing. His potential sits back and laughs. He's not out to make a living. He's clutching the bank. Doing nothing. So the same accusation which you have, it's the contrary. You could say, at least this phony alchemist, at least, you know, there was a whole industry build up. So okay, the ants, they hold the empty bank, but meanwhile a lot of people benefit. Meanwhile a lot of people made money. But his potential does nothing. He's clutching the bank, does nothing. Look, he's going to be killed. But it's Bateach Vashem, but people recognize this man lives out of the Tochen, he becomes a Rebbe, Tzadik Es Adoyim. People want his bracha, people want his blessing, people learn from him that the Shem Ramzal was not him. So actually, there's two things, they're one thing in common, this Bateach with the alchemist. That's the reason he made all this race. The alchemist and the Bateach, they're both actually, they're not Mishyash Veshuva Shaloylam. There's a way to be Mishyash Veshuva Shaloylam. It looks on the surface, it's rich, it's accomplished, he's going to be killed, he doesn't deserve to live. And the same time, the Bateach is also in Yashu Shad, he becomes a Rebbe and a Tzadik, and people live off his brachas. Because he brings in the recognition of Shem around the world, and people know, and he is the one, he's the illuminator, he's the light, that even those people who see Yashu Shad, and they legitimately prove that they're making a living, he, the Bateach, sheds in light, it's not you making a living, Hashem makes a living. Why are you working? You have to be in Yashu Shad, so why the Bateach? He has to prove that Shem around the world, everyone would be a hard-working man, Mesiyas Rishu Yisharim, but nobody will see to teach us that Hashem
Rav. Once you're not in the Sastra, you have to work.
Absolutely. Either you work, because Hashem wants you around, and Hashem needs the service, wants the service, because through that, as we're going to learn further, what the Ishtavos function is, in the minute you put off an Ishtavos, you have to work, because the Ishtavos always to be just as a Betech as the one that doesn't work. Even that's the whole, we all have to know the truth, Hashem Ram, to know Hashem is not harmless, Hashem is everything. So, but those people who are destined to work, who are destined to work, because Hashem wants them out to prove to the world that Hashem Ram is the world.
But then not everybody has to work with a shovel.
Everyone has his own. Every one of us is a messenger for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Wherever you work, whatever you do, that's what's meant to be. That's meant to be. How does Hashem instruct you? According to the circumstances, so everyone has different skills and different things. And the norma, the divine providence, the Shgocha process, brings you where you are. But wherever you are, you have to do it excitedly that you're doing the Rotzon Hashem. Wherever you are, you're doing the Rotzon Hashem. You're not there just to waste time, just to make money. You need to do the Rotzon Hashem.
In Yeshiva Sholom, not as an alchemist.
Oh.
Absolutely.
In other words, you have no right to say Hashem sent me to become a gambler, or to deal with paper stacks which has no value, just to manipulate. In other words, you only mechuyev to do ishtarl. Hashem sends you ishtarl in area because the whole reason why Hashem wants you to be ishtarl is to be mishiach v'shuv v'shalayla, to be mishiach simultaneously. As you mishiach, you should become mishiach v'shuv v'shalayla. If you remember once I explained you Avi Esther the question in one of the shiurim, which I answered. I think this is a very good. The Gemara says that Amalva Beribes, the one who takes Ribes, interest, pays Ribes. Anyone who deals with Ribes takes Ribes. He quotes the Berakai Yisrael. He's denying of the God of Yisrael. He's a denier of the God of Yisrael. Why only Amalva Beribes? Only the one who lends money of Ribes is denying a God. Somebody's a God, he's not denying an Hashem. Somebody steals and lies and cheats. He's a God. He makes a transgression of a law. But it's not being labeled Koifer Berakai Yisrael. Somebody's mother of Ribes is Koifer Berakai Yisrael. Why is he? The answer is, all the other laws of money, of cheating and lying and conniving and all these things is a law. But Chas V'Shalom's personal fail is not yet a denial of Hashem. He still knows the truth. Why did he fail? He fell. He's a soldier on the battlefield. He fell. A soldier is going out on the battlefield, and he has to fight a war. No fortunate happens that the soldier falls. So when a soldier falls, gets wounded on a battlefield, he's not punishing him. Unless he made something that went extra, it went out of the rules. He fought not according to the rules of the war. And because of this, of carelessness, he got wounded. So he may get a little bit punished, but you cure him and you get him back, and then he's living in court martial. He gets 30 days to prison, but after everything is going back to the battlefield. He failed. It's a laugh. A person is being sent out to the battlefield to make money, to be a mishtal, to be a zvulun. You have to go out to make money. So for a moment, while he was out making money, he forgot that Hashem gives him the money. I forgot about it, he fell on the battlefield and thinks he makes the money. Since he has to put in the effort, so he forgot about it. So he was either allowed, he gets a little punished, makes tshuva, whatever. But he's not denying the fact that Hashem is supplying the money. He failed that moment, he lost his nesoy and he was a little bit nervous. There's one commodity in this world, there's one area in this world today which Hashem was not machayev shtadlus, money. Money is not a commodity that you're allowed to profit on. Money isn't made to invest, to buy, to purchase, to sell. It's a transaction, because as we're going to explain later, money is the big energy, the wheel which turns all the wheels. The movement on the world turns on money. Money is the main bearing wheel. Everything is turning on money. So money is, but money himself is not a commodity to deal with. You have money and to lend money for ribis, Hashem was not mechayvas. So there's one area in this product, in production in this world, where man remains free of his shtadlus. Like in this area alone, a money will be like other magician. Don't deal with money. Hashem says, here you're not my soldier, I'm not asking you. So why do you go and volunteer and to make business with money. Ah, you're kosher, but like I said, denying on me that I'm supplying his panosa. See, if I send you out to go into the real estate business, or go into the plumbing business, or go into food business, anything which you do, and then I'm sending you, and for a moment you forgot that I send you, I'm supplying a panosa. You say, failed, you gambled, you lied, you cheated. So, you're soldier on the battlefield because I sent you there. I sent you in this business, and you're doing my business, but you forgot for a moment that you're my soldier. You think that you're on your own hand. But when you go out on your own battlefield, you're going into a new battle. You take a new, you're making your own battles. You're going out and dealing with money. I never sent you there. I left you one place. And by the way, this is, imagine a man has laying money. He's laying money in a bank. And for all of a sudden, there's a mitzvah in case of Tal Besame. Your friend, he needs money. You have to call me. You have to pay a mortgage. You have to make business. There's a mitzvah to lend money to your friend. He says, what kind of business is this? I'm making my bank 10%. I'm going to give this guy money without percent. But that's the mitzvah. How about I'm losing money? What if you're losing money? You're buying Esther, also losing money. To be Yid, you're losing money. You're buying kosher, you're losing money. You're not breaking Shabbos, you're losing money. Money is not a commodity. That doesn't mean that you have to give all your money. You could take your money and invest in business. If you have money invested, but you have money laying in bank, and you don't need the interest to live on, if you leave the interest to live on, so that's your business, as a legitimate business. But if you have money just for savings, then when are you making Mr. Kesar Talbisami? How are you making Mr. Kesar Talbisami? Your brother is failing and needs money to support the business. Give him $10,000. He has to make a chasana. You have to lend the money to help him out. Are you going to lose interest? Well, this is the cost of your mitzvah. So Kodesh Baruch Hu took money and he says, money is not a commodity that you have to make a living with. You lose the cost of money. Hashem will give it back to you, whatever, that's the cost of your mitzvah. But if you don't trust Hashem, no, I can't see losing money. Say, so it's because you're making money. You're quite a little kaiser. Because in that era, Hashem was not, there's no shtablus by money. There's no chiyuv shtablus. Yes.
Why should there be any difference? One person sells real estate, one person sells plumbing services, another guy sells money.
Okay.
Why should there be any difference? It's another way of doing business. It's another way of raising funds to do
mitzvot. The answer is yes. You could use money to make money with if the money is used as a business commodity, as a business, and it's not for lending purposes. Hashem says, you see, there's a mitzvah. I'm asking something else. Why should somebody command me to take money from my pocket to give money? Why can't you understand when a person has to marry off his daughter, he has no money, he is a poor man, I have to take out of my pocket and help him to marry off his daughter? Why? He'd have a mitzvah, he'd have a chiv ishtablis, I'm a mitzvah to make money. You know, to work out to make money is a mitzvah, according to Chodesh, especially. It's a mitzvah. Here I'm a mitzvah to make money, here's a mitzvah to give away the money. Because don't make it, don't give away. That's because this is Torah. So the same reason that Hashem says, give away money, Hashem says, lend money without tribis. Now, what you're talking about is, because in today's world, in America's world, you're right. You could say, because since the whole world runs on credit, the whole business runs on credit, so you have to divide the money into two sections. If it's very important that we should always remember, we should have always money put aside, which is not meant to make business with. We're not lending money for ribis. Because even today that we give money, which is the form of a business of Iska, which is business. It's not lending money. It's investing money. So you're allowed to invest money, just like investing money. It's a form of status, that's like any other status. Just like investing money in properties, investing money in businesses. So when a person comes and needs, here I'm going to give you a very good illustration. You come to me, you need money, you want to go into business. He said, lend me $10,000, I want to open a business. He says, I could also open a business. I could also use my money to make business. You need my money to make money with? I need my money also to make money with. So you know what? I'll be a partner with you. I give you the $10,000. You make business with it, and you give me 10% of your profit comes to me. That you're allowed. That's a head to risk. That's business.
Is that the way money is really lent by a bank?
Yes, absolutely.
A
bank.
And how would they make any money?
No.
Business, 90% of all businesses today fail within the first couple of years. A bank is not a business.
A bank is a business partner in every deal. A bank will never give you money just to burn off money. A bank wants, why do you need the money for? It says, well, I just married off my daughter and have to pay for the caterer. The bank doesn't like it. But you tell to the bank, I have to marry off my daughter, I have to take care of her, and I could take it out of my business is going to be suffering, but I'm waiting for the season. So the bank says, okay, give you the money, I'll run your business. The bank always justifies the loan because it has to, and make sure that you have to pay. If you are a loser, the bank doesn't give you money. But if you are a loan shalak, it's different. You give money because I want to get the interest. Only reason I want to know, do I have enough collateral? If I have enough collateral, I couldn't care what you do. Drain it down to the sewer. I don't care. Just, I want to know if you have collateral. They make money on money. See, the real bank, a legitimate bank in America, and you see the usury low. You're not supposed to get excess interest. All those things actually all have this spirit of the Torah. Money is not a commodity to make money with. Money is made to make business with. So if I lend you money to do business and I make enter iska with you, it's not lending. I'm a partner with you. But if you come to me that you want to borrow money, you have to make Shabbos, you have to marry a daughter, and you're a poor man to begin with, and I make enter iska, it's beating the bush, beating the low. You're going around it. It's not worth it. You shouldn't make enter iska for money when you need for personal needs. Unless the person is a businessman, and the person would he take out of the money of his business, he would suffer, then eventually the business is benefiting from it, then you make a risk. But money per se, to lend money, no, there's no such a thing. So if somebody doesn't, fails in that area, and says, listen, I made money, money is money, money is business, I'm sorry. He's not mekabel the mitzvah kesef talmes ami, and he lends money, he's a kesef kaisel, because the person says, well, I have to make a living. I have to make a living. Hashem makes a living. Hashem gives you a living. But in business, even in business, Hashem gives you a living. So why is that in business? Hashem sends me to the business. Therefore, I'm there. I was cheating. I forgot for a moment Hashem sent me there. So I'm over a falah, but I'm not a kesef kaisel. But when you enter in a business, which Hashem tells you have no business to be in that business altogether, I never sent you there. How are you going to make a living if you're going to give away the money, lend away the money this way? I'm giving you the money. Don't worry about it. You don't believe it. You're still going to the business. You're going to go to Kaiser. But Ever Hashem is not sending us, and we go there because we are nervous. I'm not going to make it. I'm losing money. Unless, you see, you're mixing up two things. Unless you give money in a business venture. Whatever you talk, that's business venture. Business venture is not lending money. It's not lending money. It's investment of money. Heter Iska is an investment. Investment, yes, it's a part of Ishtaros. Matter of fact, it's a mitzvah too. It's even a greater mitzvah. That some people are machmer because of rivers, they wouldn't do at the risk. So they had a sale of the money, never help anyone. Hey, listen, I could give you tzedok, I could lend you $100, $200. I'm a kind of mitzvah case of Talva Ami for small stuff. Maybe sometimes even a big stuff. But here comes a good businessman, and he needs the money for investment, he needs it very much, and you have the money laying, and you could really help him out, and you could help yourself too out because you participate in his business and take a certain minimal risk in order it shouldn't be a lending. It's a special mitzvah to go out of your way and to do it. And if you have the money, so some people are machmen, I don't do heteriskas. But if I don't have heteriskas, then doich the mitzvah, kiyom echachicha. And it's a difficult line because heteriskas is also not so comfortable. I mean, to know exactly how you make it, how to do it for the right motive, the right things. And so, if you have no money sitting on, you have no problem. If you have money sitting on, and a person needs the money for business, you could help him in business. But you are machmen, not make heteriskas if you don't give him anything. Heteriska I don't make. Lending money is too much. Therefore, in bank I make 8-9%. You're really confronting a real test. So, in such a situation, if a person is really machmer, not to make heteriska, you should never see the money there. You should give it up. You should never have the test. You should never come to such a chayvus. Umetiel sabitoch. We're going further.
Well, when someone steals,
he forgets for a moment.
That's a lack of metaphor.
Of course. Why are you stealing? Because you need the money. You want the money. So what does it mean? What does it mean you want? But isn't Hashem giving you money? But why you have to work? Because Hashem wants you to. Hashem gives the money through work. What Hashem says, I'm not giving you money through stealing. So why stealing anyhow? Because obviously, the underlying justification of stealing, the underlying motivation of stealing is that you forget Hashem supplies the money. I say always, you should know one thing. A person who does not have the absolute bitachon, the underlying real acknowledgement Hashem sent you to this world, Hashem supplies, is almost cannot stand, withstand nisyonos. If you take a person who is honest, you know why the person is honest? Because he was not sent, he was not tested enough. Therefore he's honest. But if he were tested enough, there's no honest people in I'm a businessman. Am I in the world? I'm not supposed to be a little of a religious man too.
And I will testify to my on my own, if there wouldn't be a real, honest, genuine bitachon, that Hashem gives you money, and you can't take a penny on your own, only Hashem gives it to you, there's no way that you could not fail in business. There's so many lies and great lies and manipulation. I have no idea. I remember I was once suggested by a good friend of mine, a tip in stocks. You know, I know this company is going to be by taking over. You know, this, before today is pretty difficult. And people are very careful not to do anymore. Those days was very. I remember I used to be a little bit on the stock market, and then as a policy went out of it, because it's such, the whole thing is manipulation. Something is stealing or somebody else. And as a tip, and I said to my close friend, who was my next door neighbor, I have a gewaltige tip, and I have a gewaltige this, and I have a gewaltige this. So I thought, by the way, so what's going to be? It's no question, by Monday it's going to go up to double, to triple, to quarter. So I said, but where is the money going to come? Is it really worth? Nah, it's really smart. So I told him, listen, but you're stealing the public. You take the food, you're really stealing the public. But you know, you have to buy it in your name because it may lead to the one who gave you the tip. You know, it has to be camouflage who is coming. So it's not 100% legal. Yeah, it's 100% legal. Yeah. But. So in the end, you know why it's 100% legal? Because this is manipulation. It's stealing. But you could make so much money. You put in $10,000, you could get at least $100,000 in a week time. It's almost guaranteed. I know it from the first source. I'm sorry. He looked at me and I'm crazy. He looked at me, this man, and he made a lot of money. He looked at me and I'm crazy. Now, what was my strength not to do it? It was nothing for me to gamble along with him. It was nothing for me to make this investment. What was my strength? My strength was not that because I'm such an elohid, that I'm afraid, because I could justify it. Listen, after all, it's good. Halachically, if I were to go to my brother, Rebbe Chiya, which is going to Choshe Mishpat, he would find me a heter. He would find me a heter. I could take an OU tuna can. I would also find a good heter. It's fish, it's OU, it's Nishkefellach. But I'm not using the OU tuna can. I'm using a better hechsher than OU. I'm paying more money for my sardines than better hechsher than OU. So why have money, I'm going to the OU hechsher? Why I'm looking for the hechsher? It's because I want to make the money. So if I would have lacked the real bitochen, so the strictly an halachic issue, I would go ask, and my brother would say, yes, you're allowed to, there's no halachic question, you could do it. So for the government, they have no right. I would have done it. Like anyone else, I mean, he's doing it, and everyone does it, he's a nice Jew for it, he's a religious Jew. For the religious reasons, halachic reasons, I could have done it. Listen, a tuna fish, you can bestay machmer, because to save a quarter, you'd be a big machmer. See, you could make $100,000, you know how much charity you could give? I could supply a cola for a whole year for $100,000, just because I want to be machmer. Yeah, no, I could be a machmer. He would say, a big chiddush, you know, right to be a machmer. You could make so much money, to be a kiddush Hashem. I could give so many justifications to take the cooler of making the stock manipulation. There's no din, the America is not a din. You could make 100 good excuses, and Aloha will allow you. So why did not do it? Only because I had bitachon. Says, listen, Hashem wants to give me $100,000. I'm in such a business, he could give it as a windfall, a legitimate way in a kosher way. If he wants to give me $100,000, he could give it to me. And if he doesn't want to give me, you're going to stand on your head, you're going to make the money, but I'm not going to make the money. If I'm going to make it down this round, the next minute Hashem gives today the cup, and I make a new investment, and I lost it all.
But you say you went out of because of policy.
I'm talking about this particular tip. This
So you had this.
Because
I
became
with you with a good tip.
I gave it a good tip, and I didn't do it. Why? Not because halacha. Halacha would not protect me. Because halacha, I could find a heter to do it, and I could find a million good reason justification to do it. I could find it. Imagine you just came to me that, you know, you need the money, you're bleeding. You know, so listen, I gotta make the investment. I gotta give all the. I don't even want the money. So why not? I could justify why I'm doing it. Underlying reason why I had the strength not to do it is because bitachon. I knew the bottom line, Hashem. I had the same guy comes to me once. Somebody came an Erev Yom Kippur afternoon. The same guy came to me Erev Yom Kippur in the afternoon. He said, there's a gewaltig zach, you have to buy it now. And I looked at him. I was shocked. Literally, this guy is a chassidish, a long face like Big Till here. And I said, I told him, I don't want to say the name because some of you know him. So I said,
you crazy? In Kippur afternoon, business, business. But listen, the tip is now. I mean, you lose the opportunity. You know what? Keep it. I don't even want to hear. He looked at me like I'm a sugar. He looked at me, I'm a sugar. Now, there's no reason why I can't do it. Tell him, Kippur, you're allowed to buy something. Why not? In Chalamoid, you could have said over and over. I look at it. But there's a certain attitude. There's an attitude to return to me. Oh, my, should do every little thing. So what? I didn't do it. I told him, but my grandfather used to. My grandfather had a business at a seltzer factory. And Erev Shabbos Chatzos, goodbye, closed business. Maybe business stopped Erev Shabbos Chatzos. Came 1 o'clock or 12:30. Erev Shabbos, closed business, period. And once, there was a big customer. He used to give good orders, comes once in a year, arrived Erev Shabbos right after Chatzos. And if he wouldn't supply him, he wouldn't give him take the order, he would go to the competitor. So then I came to him and said, listen, we have to make an exception. We're going to go to our competitor. He replied, listen, if the Rebbeinu Shlomo forgives me nicht, kein Geschäften. Because Boko does not, I don't know how to say it in English, forgive him. He doesn't trust me. Hashem doesn't want to give him business. Only Erev Shabbos, after Chatzos, let him keep it. Let him keep it. It was about a boss. It was Malbit Steyer. So if Hashem only gives me business Erev Shabbos afternoon, let him keep his business. I don't want his business. I didn't do it. Now, since Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, Shulchan Aruch, beautiful, fine. And since the Shulchan Aruch says that Erev Shabbos Chatzos, you'll be machmer not to do business, it means Hashem removed you for the Chiva Yishtablus. If Hashem removed you for the Chiva Yishtablus, not mechuyav to be mishtabel. Hashem can't force it to be mishtabel. Middle of the week, after the Hashem wants it to be as well, I'll be as well. Hashem doesn't want you to be in the money lending business. Nobody could force it to be in the money lending business. If Erev Kippur after Chatzos, Erev Kippur is not a time of making business. So Hashem says, Erev, you're a Jew, Erev Kippur, I'm removing you. You're my slave. You're up. Erev Kippur has to step up. I'm volunteering. For whom? I have to help Hashem to how to bring me the money which he told me Rosh Hashanah to make the money. So Bitochen is the underlying strength from every Jew. The minute when a man doesn't have the Bitochen, the gravitation of money, the worry of money, you could find so many justifications, so many loopholes in Aloha. And you could manipulate. Everything is fine. You could be a good Jew with all these things. But the bottom line is, you're not doing what Hashem. All of a sudden, you could never be a Mishtabel Hashem mitzvah. I'm in business because Hashem sent me to be in business. Because there's many areas Hashem had not sent you, and you volunteer. Why volunteer Shabbos afternoon? Erev Shabbos afternoon. Why volunteer in a stock manipulation, which is not as 100% clean? I want clean money. Clean money is not necessarily according to Halacha. I want clean money even in the area where I'm 100% convinced I'm Yashu B'Shuva Shalayla. I'm benefiting the world for it, and I'm fulfilling an Hashem's assignment. Hashem has signed me for it. But the minute I don't see, I have no proof Hashem has signed me for it, what are you wanting? What are you putting? It's a klala, it's a curse. So you want to be a machmir, you want to be extra klala? Why? That's the bottom line. So what happened? So this neighbor of mine, he always used to, he was a very successful guy, always made a lot of money with all these little loops, all these little things, all these little things, and always used to give me all kind of tips, all kind of, and he used to look at me, I'm crazy. And I was the misnaget, and he was the chosid. I was like the modern guy, he was the real, real chosidish guy. And I used to see the man is a slave for money, everything is money. So of course when it came to charity, it wasn't so charity, but it was charity, but you have to push out a dollar for me, to give money, it was like take a squeezed lemon and squeeze him further. Really, the drop came out. It was difficult because money was so much for him. And then what happened? And he got involved in certain things, it doesn't matter what it is, and he got afraid, and he had to pick himself up in the middle of the night to decide, and ran from America, and he lost it. Like all of a sudden he got uprooted, and then he's being chased, and he's being and wherever he went, he's being chased over there by his own friends, everything because of money. Everything because of money. Because there's no end. The minute you forget that Hashem is a supplier of money, and therefore you don't get involved in things. You don't have to digest, because this message is only digging for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem, I want to help you. How to get me there. Of course I believe you give me how much money Rosh Hashanah. Of course I believe, but I'm worrying for you that you should know how to get the money to me. So he's always worrying to help Hashem how to channel the money. This is the underlying thing. Without Bitochen, it's almost not possible not to fail in this world. I mean, you could be the frumest guy, you could be the, and this man is medagda baloch, unbelievable. He's unbelievable, medagda, ask everything a shayla. But you could find so many loopholes in shayla. Now why is it so? Because Hashem wants, in underlying, the loch is not more than a technical barrier. What yes, what not, what yes, what not. But that doesn't make you a batech. The underlying thing in business to be batech Hashem. That's the underlying thing. And if you're not batech, you can get misled in aloha, in true aloha, all your life. And you could be a slave for money and not to be batech Hashem. You have to need this. Kosh Baruch gives the mokum for every Jew to demonstrate, are you batech Hashem or are you batech in your manipulation or not. And this is the most important part. So therefore, we have to develop a very strong sense of the Tzach Hashem. If not, you're definitely doomed to failure. Doomed to failure. I have not seen a person who had not failed in his domestic life, in his business life, in his monetary income and outgoing thing. He had not failed if there was not a solid foundation of the Tzach underneath. It's not possible. You fail. It's not possible because the Gemara says, Odom Bohul Al Memoina. A man is threatened. A man is frightened because of his money. Chazal says, Hilchos Shabbos, there's all kind of halachos which is based on this principle, and all of us have it. I'm also bohul al mamon. I'm also afraid of money. Everyone is, for money, you will do many things which is extraordinary, which impulsively you will do, without control, you will do for money. So how can you control it? The answer is yes, I like money, I love my bohul al mamon. But I have a very strong sense of things that I know that I'm not the one to save money, to protect money, to get money, to insert money. Money comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the only protection which I have been taught. So I remain with my fact, I'm born on money. I may be afraid Hashem will not give me money, but I know Hashem is the one who gives money. I will firmly believe. You know how many times comes in business that because one little lie, you could make $100,000 just like that. And everyone will do this lie. Everyone will pay money for this lie. Everyone will do it. The whole business rounds on this lie. And one little trick, a little tip, you make money. How could you stay away from such a temptation? And everyone does it. And it's considered to make a good businessman. But halacha digin in chashim mishpat. It's gneivus das. Halacha and gneivus das is osir, even from a goy. Gneivus das is osir. So how could you withstand such a test? Everyone does it. How could you withstand? The answer is, only if you have bitachon, you could withstand. Since you said, when it comes to the bottom line, I know. If Hashem wants to give me this money, this profit, I've got to make it anyhow. So the Shabbos comes to Erev Shabbos Hashem, Hashem wants to give me money, give it to the middle of the week. I have a Shulchan Aruch, you know, I have a contract with Hashem. We all contract with Hashem. When we have to work in condition of work. And anything which is not in the contract, you don't volunteer. Hashem doesn't need you. Why does he give you this temptation? He's testing you. Are you working because you're forced to work under a contract? Or are you working because you have to make a money? You have to make a living? And then Hashem sends you the test. Middle of the week, he doesn't give you. All of a sudden, you get a shady money, a shady business tip, a shady situation. And with that shady thing, there you're being tested. Are you working because you have a contract with Hashem? Are you working because you're making a living? You have to help Hashem. That's the feeling. So listen, helping Hashem is a mitzvah, even Shabbos. Even Shabbos, you have to help Hashem. The interesting part is, which I'm fascinated, that the Chavis HaZovas make this competition between the alchemist and the Bateach. Because they both really do the same thing. Both not Mishiyasha B'Shimishal, both are not, they're not doing anything for the world. The Bateach sits and clutches the bank, he's just learning, sits back, it doesn't make any improvement for the world, that's the Bateach. And the alchemist makes hocus pocus. That's all that he makes. You know, he circles around paper and takes a piece of paper which is called stack, you pay $10, the next one 50, the next one 20, the next one 30, 25, until it drops in and it blows up and it's not worth the paper which is printed out. Okay? But a lot of people made money. And that's the bottom line. He's a crook, and the other one is a Bateach Hashem. He's going to be killed for that. As I said, a manik hakol, the one who leads the whole thing, Yashle Tzolom Mishem, eventually is going to be caught and he's going to be killed because actually he's abusing the world. But the Bateach Hashem, which everyone says this is a bank ledger, he doesn't do anything, he becomes a tzaddik. He's going to ask you broke, he becomes a tzaddik of Sadalim. Because the truth of the matter is, as I explained in the book there, I shall not want, the whole reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu forces us out in the business world to be mishtaber, that we should recognize while we are Mishtal Hashem, it is not you. So when you go out to the business world, your goal is not to make money. Your goal is to withstand tests to show that you're Bateach Hashem and not in the business. And therefore, every time in your business, people are being always tested with shady money, with shady situations, shady circumstances. And there's
a gray area in halacha. Some people are machmas, some people are makers, nothing more than a minach to do to this and this. Therefore, one of the good advice I will give for every one of you halacha lemaisa who are involved in work or in business. Erev Shabbos, chatzos, use closed shop. Closed shop with no excuse. Just like you got the flu, period. You got a positive flu for a Kodesh Baruch Hu for Shabbos. I watch it business, watch it business. Business, Hashem will help you. Business is not only that.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com